Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
My goodness, we are here, yes, Lord, live and direct, streaming live via iTunes, Spotify, and also on iHeartRadio on a magnificent, Lord have mercy, Monday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Mr. Gerald Albright. Thank you so much. And remember, family, be sure to get his new album, 30. Yes, Lord. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who would like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, I had this very talented gentleman on. I can't believe right around the end of 2018, and he had just released Once in a Lifetime from his upcoming album. Yes, Lord, in the softest way. And he has returned, Grammy-winning artist and songwriter, the incredibly talented Mr. Carvin Winans, as we discuss his new long-awaited album, In the Softest Way. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Mr. Carvin Winans. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Teddy Bear. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. And before we begin, I want to say to you a happy belated birthday. You're 21 for the second time. Truly a blessing.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, man. You know what? I could not wait to get my hands on this album. And I'm going to tell you something. It was worth the wait. The entire album is incredible. But the song that I really fell in love with, the song that you dedicated to your lovely wife, you blow my mind. Lord,
You know, I'm getting that quite a bit from people, you know. I know Marvin said that's his favorite on there, you know.
It is. You can.
But thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You can
feel something special and unique when it comes from the soul. And I can feel the love, the respect, it's so many different adjectives that I want to add on, because people don't realize that when they're in a marriage or even a relationship, the amount of stress and toll it takes on having that line of communication and making sure that no matter how busy you get, you always make sure that person is always meant to feel special and important. And I wanted to ask you, what has it meant to you to have such a very special young lady like your wife in your life, to be there, to be that supporting force, to just be there for you through the good times and not so good times?
Man, you know, Teddy Bear, it's just been, wow. It's been incredible. This whole album really talks about love, you know. But that particular song I wrote for our wedding, and she's been all of that. She really has. She's been my support. She's been my encouragement. When things didn't look so great, she's always there to push me and let me know, you know, God gave you this gift. You just got to keep believing. And, I mean, she's been all of that, brother, all of it. And it was a pleasure to share that on this album with everybody because, and like you said, I've been getting a lot of that. You know, when people once they get the album, they say, you know, "You Blow My Mind" is a song that kind of really speaks to them, especially if they're in a relationship. You know, and so I think we were able to scratch the surface on that song. But yeah, it's been a blessing being married to Cherie, and again, she's always had my back, and she's a big part of this project.
You know, the last time you were on there with us, and we were talking about how music, as far as the industry, has changed, and the way music has changed to the part that they don't, it's not geared to just really transparency as far as music that comes from the heart, music that comes from the soul. And I thoroughly believe that it still exists.
Yeah.
It really does. And when I listen to the album, and again, listening to that particular song, it harkens me back to a song that Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes did called "I Miss You." And that kind of feeling.
Yeah. Well, you know, this the whole thing, like you said, music from the heart, man, it's like you don't hear a lot of that, but it's still there. It's definitely there. And when we set out to do this record, you know, I prayed about it. I said, you know, I want to be able to do a record that will touch people. I don't want to, you know, do an album of people picking up the or skipping songs and say, well, this is the only one that's worth listening to. But it was kind of my journey, this album, and I wanted to kind of explain my journey through song, you know, what it took me to get here, you know. And so I felt like we were writing from the heart and from experience. And that's, you know, like you said, back in the day, people did that all the time. You could put on a record, and man, you would almost feel like they sat down and listened to your story before they wrote the record, because people really they wrote songs from experiences and what they were going through, and you realize when you do that you're not the only one going through that particular situation, so. It touches people, and so we set out with this album to try to do that, to kind of talk about my journey and how I got here and maybe some things I went through to get here. But, you know, it definitely came from the heart and through prayer, really. It really did.
Well, you know, any journey is going to have its bumps in the road, man, and Your journey is just begun, man. Because I mean, like I said, I've sit up and I've listened to the album. I say maybe around 7 times, and I get a vibe, and I get a feel from each song, individual song that I get. Like the title cut that you did with Kenny G, incredible, just incredible.
Well, thank you,
incredible.
Man.
But man, blow your mind, Lord have mercy.
You know what's funny, Teddy Bear? I got a call, and I guess I can talk about this. I got a call from Fred Hammond.
Okay.
And Fred Hammond used to play bass. Back in the day, he played bass for the Winans. That's where he got his start. And Fred went on to do some incredible stuff, you know, with commission and also as a solo artist. But he texted me after the album came out, and he sent me a text and just had my name in bold letters. And then he called me like 10 seconds after that, and he just began to tell me about the record. You know, he had gotten the record, and he sat down, he listened to it, and he said, "Man, I just want to tell you, every joint on here is just incredible, right?" But then he began to weep and cry, you know.
Oh yeah. Yes.
And he cried like a baby. He said, "Carver, I just want to tell you." I mean, he had me in tears. He said, "I just want to tell you his song." And he loved everything, even the song you talked about, "You Blow My Mind." He said, "But his song that he just could not get out of his head, and it was in his car, it was in his headphones, and everything, was the cut with Stevie Wonder, 'If You Only Knew My Heart.'" He said he just could not. And he said, "I'm in a restaurant right now, and I'm trying to hold myself together." But, man, and he began to just weep like a baby, man, and was like, wow. So I was so encouraged after I got off the phone with him, and I said, man, I think we really, God blessed me to really put this thing together where it's going to touch some hearts, you know, and move some people. And so I was so encouraged after that phone call. And when I hear testimonies like you're saying right now, it's just it was a lot of work putting this thing together, but it really makes it worth the while when you hear those type of testimonies and testament to what you've put out, you know.
We've become so accustomed, I like to call it microwave music, where we've gotten away when your mother would go in the kitchen and she would prepare things with love. It would take longer.
Yeah.
You put it in the oven.
Yeah.
It would take longer. But it was
like
prepared.
You said, it'd be worth the wait. You know, she got through cooking. Absolutely.
It would be worth the wait. And it was definitely worth the wait to finally get this album in my hand. And it's very rare, even for me, at this age, that I find music that really touches me from an emotional transparency standpoint. And listening to this album, it did that. Like I said, when I hearken back to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and in that lyric where it says, "I miss you," on that song, and Teddy said, "I love you more than I love myself." And I said, okay. Then I'm listening to, okay, "You Blow My Mind." I'm like, wait a minute. This has the same type of vibe. I said, Carvin is pouring his heart and soul in this song, man. I mean, the recording process on that particular song, man, I mean, it had to be very therapeutic for you to be able to release all that kind of built up emotion and admiration that you have for your wife.
Yeah, it was, and then even I think about, and I tell her too sometimes, I say, man, when I start performing this stuff live, I just hope I can get through this particular song, you know, because when I started singing in the studio, all these thoughts just came, you know, of how I got to this point, you know, and really being in a marriage and relationship that I so enjoy, you know, when I first laid eyes on her, you know, it was just, you know, trying to put all that into a song and then sing it over and over and over again. You know, I said, man, this is going to be challenging for me because I just hope I can get through it, you know. But, yeah, it was, I don't know, you know, we put a lot of time and work in every single song. And so I was so pleased with the people we worked with and the people we sat down and wrote with. Cherie was also a writer on pretty much most of the stuff that we did, along with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Carlos Beatty and Gregory Curtis, and a few production was concerned, Carlos Beatty too. But you know, it was just so much fun and so much of a pleasure to just sit and put the scene together. And it took time, like you say, you know, when your mom puts stuff in the oven, forget the microwave stuff. But yeah, we put this record in the oven, man, and we took some time with this. We took a lot of time with this. It took us about a year and a half to get this stuff done. And put it and let it cook, you know. But we've been blessed to. I think we have something here that God has truly blessed us with to put together, you know.
But you know, when you have something like that being cooked and prepared with love, people are coming back for seconds and thirds. They're sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Stomach is overlapping. It's, I can't get enough, Lord. Have mercy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
You got your cousins and relatives coming from far and wide. They say coming to the house because mom is prepared. And so we sit
that's
here.
Right.
We gonna eat and be merry, and we're just full. I mean, I'm thoroughly.
Yeah.
Man, it's a beautiful thing. One of the things I get from the album, I get a lot of the production is extraordinary. It's polished. But at the same time, it's raw because you can hear it from your voice, your vocals. Listening to when you released Once in a Lifetime and now listening to the complete album, the concept of the album, you've taken your vocal prowess to a completely different level. How have you seen yourself improve as a vocalist?
Well, you know, I really try to work hard at it and take care of myself, you know, Teddy Bear, and just try to stay on top of my game. But I think the main thing that vocally I think I went where I had to go because of the content of the record, I think, you know. I think that's what really pushed me to the next level vocally, is what I was singing about and what I was writing about. And that happens. When you write a song, you know, you can get behind the microphone in the studio and sing it, but when a song starts to really take life inside of you and when you write the song, and with, I remember writing a couple of songs where on this record where I had to stop. I really had to stop and just gather myself together because it was so real, you know. And so I knew going into the studio after writing everything, I was like, okay, Lord, you got to really, you know, take me to that next level, because I don't just want to sing it. I want to tell a story, you know. I want to tell a story about this, and I want people to feel this. And so I think with that in mind, that kind of automatically takes you to that next level as far as vocal is concerned, because it's not so much the ability, but it's the passion that you're singing with that I think rises you up, you know. And so it was a lot of passion put into this project. It was my first solo project, and something I've been longing to do for the longest. And at the same time, I knew that God's timing had to be the timing I had to work with, you know. And so in being patient and let him lead the way, and then finally getting the opportunity to do what I've been longing to do for so many years, the passion was so built up that once I knew I stepped in the studio, it would come out, you know. And I think that's where going to the next level really comes from. It's just that passion, man. You know, not just getting in the studio and say, okay, I got another record to do. Let me try to sing it to the best of my ability. No, it was just the passion that was built up inside of me for so many years to deliver my first, you know, solo project. And my
Right, you know, because a lot of people don't understand is that, like we talked about before, when you're in a group setting, you're getting input from different individuals. Mm-hmm. But when you're a solo artist, everything is on you. And then the added expectations when your last name is Wines. That's huge,
yeah,
because
yeah.
They expect so much from you. Was it at any time, was there any fear or any apprehension saying, look, I have a lot riding on this, and I want to make sure when I do this, like you said, it has to be done right because I expect so much of myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have that. You expect so much of yourself, which I really do, which I really do. But I think one of the fears was my family. My brothers and sisters, man, it's like, you know, you can't come out and don't have it together, because they will be the first ones to talk about you.
Oh.
So, but I had like a sneak preview, though, because when Marvin came up to do the solo, the duet that he does with me on the record, the first song, Ready to Love You, I let him hear some of the other stuff that we had finished. It wasn't mixed, but we had finished recording some of the other songs, and so I let him hear. I think the first one I let him hear was the one you like, "You Blow My Mind," you know, song for Cherie. And he stood up in the studio and just raised his hands and looked at me, say, because you know my nickname is Butch, and he said, "Butch, man, this is really good."
Oh,
and I
yeah.
said, "Thank you." He said, "No. This is, I ain't heard music like this, and I don't know when."
See what
and
I
so
mean?
So when he gave me that stamp, you know, then I said, man, I'm really going in the right direction, because the whiners can be hard, man.
Oh,
they
yeah.
can be hard on you, especially when you the siblings, they can be hard. So I knew I was really headed in the right direction, so that really meant a lot to me to hear him say that. But, yeah, I'm always hard on myself, you know, and when it comes to singing and live or in the studio, you know, you have to – You expect a certain level from yourself, you know. And so I was always pushing myself to get there. So, yeah, it's I expect a lot. But the whinings was my measuring stick, you know, especially Mark.
Well, you know what? You got your stamp of approval, and it's like, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. I got the stamp of approval. We're going to go ahead and we're going to do something and create something very special. We're going to take it back to a time where music actually meant something. It spoke.
Yeah.
Romance.
Yeah.
It spoke love, honesty, communication.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Let's get into
it. Man, you got it, Teddy Bear. Yeah, you got it, man. Absolutely.
Yes,
when
Lord.
When it meant something. Yeah.
It meant something. It had something to say. You know, you can just put the album on. You didn't have the words to say, but the album spoke for you. You can let the music speak for you. So what we're going to do now, we're going to let some Carvin Winans music speak for all the hopeless romantics out there. Lord have mercy. One of the many hit singles from the new album, of course, In the Softest Way, from the incredibly talented Mr. Carvin Winans with You Blow My Mind, a song for his lovely wife. Yes, Lord, Cherie. Here in the zone of LOT.
True love can be beautiful, but it's so unusual to find in a lifetime here. So I never thought I could, even more, never dreamt I would find a love that takes me high. Where did you come from? I never loved someone as much as I love you. Did I find such favor in his eyes? I'll never know why. And you blow my mind. True love is a splendid thing, and like the sun, oh, what joy it brings to a heart that's filled with rain. Was an empty room caving in from the cracks of gloom up until your face appeared. And where did you come from? I've never loved someone as much as
Mercy, You Blow My Mind, a song for Cherie from the incredibly talented Mr. Carvin Winans, from the new album, of course, In the Softest Way, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Carvin's official website. That's at carvinwinans.net. Also, show some love and support. Be sure to stop by his Instagram page. That's at instagram.com/CarvinWinansMusic. Brother, you know, I'm just waiting for you to go on tour. When are you going to bless us with some with some live performances? Because if I have to get on a train, plane, camel, whatever I got to do, man.
No, we're working on all that now, Teddy Bear. We're working on that feverishly to get out here, because that's the next step. I want to get on stage so bad and do this stuff live and really interact with the fans and you know, talk about this record and sing this record. I want to do all that. So, yeah, we're working on all that stuff, man. And I will let you know firsthand, believe me.
I'm going to hold you to that, man. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to ask you this last time you were on the show. I had both of my parents are deceased. And I had a very, very close relationship with my mom and especially my dad. And I know that you had a very strong love and respect for your father. And mm-hmm. I want to know, by you being a father, do any of the things that your father used to talk to you about or discuss with you when you were growing up that you've used that same way of thinking in your own raising of your children? Ever just come back to me?
Absolutely. Like a roadmap. a roadmap and a guide to raise children. Absolutely, man. And, you know, and the funny thing is this. You know, and you're right, man. When you said that, you almost brought me to tears when you said I had a strong relationship and admiration for my dad. I really did. He was my hero.
Yeah.
And my mom is still here, thank God, and she's doing very well, and just, you know, she called me about that. She said, "Oh, I love that Try Me." I said, "She said, I got to listen to some of the other stuff, though." I said, "Yeah, might just listen to it, you know, let me know." But, yeah, absolutely, man, because in this day and time, man, it's so less of that. It's so less of parenting and people really trying to guide their children the right way. They just want their kid to grow up and get out the house, you know?
Right.
And so, I use a lot of stuff that my dad used when he raised all 10 of us, and it worked, you know, it worked. And that main thing was just having respect, you know. Teach your kids to have respect, you know, especially for their elders. And I'll tell my kids, you know, most of them are grown now. I have a 13-year-old, and my 21-year-old's in college at Michigan State, and my 13-year-old, she's getting ready to go into high school in September.
Okay.
But I tell them, you know, like, if they would come home and say, you know, that teacher got on my nerves. She said this. I wanted to tell her this. I said, no, but you didn't, right?
Right.
Yeah, but Dad. I said, no, ain't but Dad, nothing. You're going to have respect. I don't care what the teacher said. You let me deal with that, you know. But you don't go off and tell no teacher off. And she was, my 13-year-old was telling me how some of the other kids talk to the teacher. I said, well, I hope I don't catch you talking like that, you know. Because because that's how my parents was with us. It was always, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I don't care if they was your parent or not. You know, if they were older than you, then you had to show that respect. And that's what we lack in this society, period. You know,
without
but yeah,
question.
I used a lot of my stuff that my dad and my mom did with us because it worked. You know, I didn't end up in jail. I didn't end up, you know, on drugs and doing this. It worked. So if something works, you don't try to fix it because it's already working.
Yeah,
you know,
without question.
And so yeah, I you know, and I miss my dad so much, man. But yeah, I think about even this record and my dad. He told me, Teddy Bear. He told me. He said, Butch. And this is when I went through my divorce, and then you know, kind of moved on in my life, and he called me one time. He said, and he was laughing. He said, you know, they think you finished. He was talking about my singing career. He said, but you ain't finished. You know? And, man, I think about that so much. When I was in the middle of doing this record, I remember my dad saying, they think you finished, but you're not finished. You know?
Lord have mercy.
And that was just so, so encouraging. And I tell Sheree a lot of times that, man, if my dad could hear this record, you know.
And
Marvin would always say, he would say, man, if dad could hear this, because, you know, you was his favorite, you know. And he said you was his favorite singer. And if he could hear this, he would just be like, you know. But, yeah, man, it's so true. It's so true. And then when your parents are gone, you really miss that. But, you know, we had such a great relationship with our dad, man. And, yeah, we miss him. But, man, we didn't miss out on a lot of stuff because he got a chance to see our careers bloom, and he was our biggest fan, you know, that meant a whole lot to all of us. So, yeah.
Like the circle of life, now you have an opportunity to see your children grow and blossom.
That's right.
And it's funny, man, when we were younger, you know, you always kept your emotions in check, but then as you get older and you become a parent, and it's the littlest and slightest thing that'll get you emotional for whatever reason. I mean, just really get emotional. Like, man, like you said, I have a son that's 21. I have a daughter who's going to high school. I have a son that's in college, and there's times I could just look at him or speak to him on the phone, and I could often find myself getting emotional. And I'm like, wow. It's really incredible, man. But, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank you for blessing us with an incredible album. And family, again, be sure to get out there and get that album in the softest way. And once upon a time, some great American poets once said, ain't no need to worry what tonight is going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Yes, Lord.
Man, you are something else, man. Yes, sir.
So the ones that left you out and said, oh, your career is over, you sing, see? You stayed the course.
That's right.
And remain true to who you are, and look at you now.
That's right.
Man, oh, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Much continued success to you, and, man, take care of that lovely family of yours, and God bless, man, and hey, keep those blessings coming, and we look forward very soon you coming out here to Houston, man. We would love to have you come down here to the studio.
Oh, I will, believe me. You can bet on that. And thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Every time I do an interview with you, I just leave so much, you know, I get off the phone so much encouraged, man, because you really know how to do this, and I appreciate you having me on every time I come on, man. And I know this won't be the last time, because I look forward to talking with you every single time, you know.
Hey, they told the Pharaoh, let my people go. I'm here, man. Hey, let me go. I'm here.
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless, man. The very talented Mr. Garvin Winans here in the zone of LOTL Radio. While I got you here, safe and sound, like Linus's blanket. Lord have mercy if I missed you. But while I got you here, let's get into some more Garvin Winans from the new album, In the Softest Way, the title track featuring Kenny G here, vibing in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
I know you'll always take my hand if I reach for you. Your love is the perfect guide when I trust in you. I know you'll never let me down, 'cause you never do. You keep me warm, you make me smile. this way. I love the way you dream with me. That special touch, it really means a lot to me that you care so much. Forevermore my heart is yours. That's all I need to keep me warm, to make me smile every day. Talk to me, it soothes my soul. The walk that you walk with me makes me feel whole. All that I seem to need, I find in you, and it keeps me warm. It makes me smile every day.
Oh yeah. The truth, no lies, no incredible, and everything around her. She don't know it, but she'll be mine. I'm gonna tell her why. She's everything, like a magazine. Almost it, baby, is the beauty belong on a movie screen. When she passed me by, I'm gonna tell her why. Baby girl, now it's my chance. Fellas, don't be jealous, I'ma take her by the hand and watch her dance. And when she's next to me, this is what I'm gonna say.
Thank you to my man, Mr. Carvin Winans. Thank you so much for joining us and celebrating his new album, his debut album, solo project, of course, in the softest way. Lord have mercy. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon. .com. And speaking of adventurous, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by Carvin's official website at carvinwinans.net. Also on Instagram at instagram.com/carvinwinansmusic. So it is written, so it shall be done. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you, giving you the opportunity to listen to the interview in its entirety. All you have to do is pull up that app on your cell phone. No more speed dials, no more strings and cans. Lord have mercy. Pull up that cell phone, pull up that app, go to iHeartRadio and type in LOTL, The Zone. Also for Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Music Store, and you can listen to the interview in its entirety. Like I've always said, we're like GTE. We bring good things to life. Yes, Lord. And to get all these updates, stop by, follow us. Yeah, support us. We can get up with us and catch up with us at LOTL Radio, The Zone. That's on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And last but not least, yes, Lord, on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. It's been a blast. Be sure to get all the latest updates. You know, we got to give you what you want. As I've always said, I see the need. Here to fulfill those needs. My goodness, I'm feeling extra good. We're going to go off the grid just a little bit. Take you back in time from a very talented, I call her a sister because she is definitely a sister. The late, great Janis Joplin. Yeah, with Maybe. As in always, keep it soulful while you're vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I might have done something wrong, but I'd be glad to admit it. Oh.